Good evening, sisters. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for waking us up this morning to see another beautiful day. Thank you for sending your son down to die on a cruel cross so we might have a right to the tree of life. Thank you for life, health, and strength, food, clothing, and shelter. Thank you for the sick and shut in. A special prayer for Sister Jaraka and Zion. Pray that you touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And I pray for those who are bereaved at this time. Sister April Kimbra, who lost her mom, pray that you give her the comfort, strength, and peace that only you can give. I pray for all the sisters on the line tonight. And I pray for those who couldn't make it, if they'll make it at the next point in time. I ask for forgiveness of my sins, Lord, unknown, and more thought of deeds that this prayer will not be handled. I pray for the speaker who's going to come, Donna Miller, praying that she will say something that will prick our hearts and mine. These and all blessings that we can do, son, Jesus, name I pray, and I say, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Ronetta, for praying that beautiful, beautiful prayer on our behalf. We will now have the Health King Salute by Sister Joyce Rivers.
Praise God, our Father, my sisters, for His Son, Jesus Christ, our salvation, and for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It is an honor to be able to do our health salute for October. Our team leader is Sister Natissa Thompson. She's a wonderful person, just great to work with, always inspiring. And so are all the sisters on the team. Our health and wellness ministry, the team aspires to engage, educate, and empower lady prayer warriors and sisters to be passionate and effective leaders for creating a healthier sister in Christ as well as a healthier community. Some of our focus has been this past week. On Thursday, we focused on ask for help when you need it. We do a weekly focus, and we do a monthly focus. Today's focus was spend less time with electronics. And tomorrow's focus, if you can, is do 3 sets of 10 squats. As a lady prayer warrior, we are pleased to bring awareness on various illnesses because no one should have to fight it alone. Our goal is to recognize, educate, encourage, and more importantly, pray for all those affected. Each month, we recognize a different illness. The team leader's focus is chosen by her and her team. At present time, we have 27 members, and we want you. We want more. Come if you're interested in health and wellness. We meet twice a month on the first and third Tuesday of the month. And in October the 31st, we will have a health team awareness focused on breast cancer. That will be a Zoom call. And if you're interested, we can give you the number. to Zoom in and call. We also, wellness is defined as the state of being in good health, especially as an actively pursuit of that goal. And with the health and wellness team, we are actively pursuing not only health for ourselves, but health for all our sisters. So we share chats, we share media, social media, educational process where you can learn how to exercise. You can also view healthy drinks. Last week, we focused on not only the physical health, but also mental and emotional well-being. Improving your mental health, getting enough sleep, paying attention to your feelings, spending time in nature, and the pursuit of hobbies. And one of the things that the sisters encourage is to laugh often and drink a lot of water. So we are just pleased to let you know that we are looking for sisters, and we are looking to also help our sisters to be a healthier you. So if you're interested, please join our team. We have room for many, many more. And in Psalm 139:14, David said, "I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." So we know in order for us to do the Lord's work in his kingdom, that we have to first also take care of our health and our wellness. So we appreciate all of you sisters, your first-time callers coming in. Please come back again, learn more about us, and we can't wait to engage you and all the information you have to help us all be healthier sisters in Christ. Thank you.
Thank you for that wonderful salute to our health team, Sister Joyce Rivers. Wonderful information. We will now have our scripture reading, and it will be done by Sister Diane DeGraffin Reed.
Good evening, sisters. I will be reading scripture from Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. It's coming from the King James Version. Verse 37. "Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse 38, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy and divine word. Amen.
Amen, Sister Diane. Thank you for boldly reading God's word for us. We will now have our song praise, and it will be done by Sister Cynthia Watson.
Good evening, my sister. I will be singing from the decision, the song, "Let Your Laurels Journey." Brightly, our Father's mercy, from his love, oath and sworn, but to some, he gives the keeping of the land along the shore. Don't let the Lord be burdened, send him across the way. Some poor in troubled seasons, you may you may stay. Guard the path of the active. Lord, be angry, be the Lord. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the light along the shore. So let your lower light be burning. Send a gleam across the way. Some poor thing in struggling demons, you may rescue, you may save. Trim your feet, love my sisters. Some poor sailor, tempest tossed, trying now to make the harbor in the darkness may be lost. So let your Lord where light be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor faint, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Amen.
Amen, amen, sister Cynthia, a beautiful, beautiful song. Loved it. Thank you so much. All right. We will now have the introduction to our speaker by Sister Natissa Thompson.
Good evening, my sisters. I have the privilege of introducing our speaker for tonight, our very own Sister LaDonna Miller. Sister LaDonna is a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and she resides now in Magnolia, Arkansas, with her husband, Brother Ernest Miller, Jr. They've been married for 22 years, and they have two beautiful daughters, Liza Mae and LaBrayon, and they pray. Their prayer is that both of their daughters will be produced in the Lord. She also serves and she is blessed to have the opportunity to teach Sunday school as well as the founder and coordinator of the Daily Bible Line. And the Bible Line has been in existence for 4 years. Also, she worships at Southview Church of Christ, where her husband, Brother Ernest Miller, is the minister, associate minister there. She serves as a lady prayer warrior, and she has participated in the 100 Days of Prayer. Sister LaDonna has also shared lessons in the past, and she has grown in her studies, and we will truly be blessed tonight with another lesson. One of her favorite scriptures is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of the word of God." So, sisters and our guests, please get your pen and your paper ready to take notes as our sister LaDonna brings us a lesson to help us on our Christian journey on the harvest time. I introduce to you our dear sister LaDonna Miller.
Amen. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I want to go ahead and start with an opening prayer. Father God, as I come to you, I just want to give thanks, Lord, for all that have participated in the program. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to wake up and see another day and have an opportunity to do your will in your way. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to present this lesson. Father God, please forgive me for any sins, words, thoughts, and deeds as I present this lesson. Lord, I pray that we can take something from this and use it in all of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Okay, I want to, first of all, thank God for the opportunity to share this lesson. Thank the Lady Prayer Warriors for this program. Thank Sister Rosalie for hosting. Thank you, Sister Renetta, for that beautiful prayer. Thank you, Sister Rivers, for that beautiful team salute. Thank you for Sister Diane DeGraffit for scripture, and thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Watson. And Lord willing, thank you for the closing prayer, Sister Mitzi Wise. Okay, the topic that has been given is it's harvest time. But my subtopic is the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. And the scripture, well, I'm going to go ahead and start with my lesson. Okay, when I think of the subject that I had the opportunity to speak on in order to enjoy a harvest, it takes preparation. It takes hard work. It takes heart. It takes love. It takes dedication. It takes sometimes late nights. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes planning. It takes putting our mind to it. It takes getting it done. If you love something, you will do the job it takes to get it done. When you think of a garden, you and I know it will not grow on its own. The garden will not prepare itself. The garden will not choose its own place to grow. The garden will not till itself. The garden will not water itself. The garden will not pick its own dead leaves off. The garden can't talk to itself. The garden was not designed to take care of itself. If we don't put the work into cultivating a garden, we simply cannot enjoy a harvest. Now, let's switch this up a little bit. When we don't put effort to planting a garden, such as buying the seeds, looking for a good place, tilling the ground, making sure it's the right season, planting the seed, watering the plants, taking the dead leaves off, we simply miss our blessings and cannot enjoy a harvest. Well, some people may ask this question. Well, what if I don't want a garden? You must not know I don't have a green thumb. Glad the answer popped up. When we think of some, we think of the same thought. They say that great minds think alike. It means we have options to choose from. whether it's plant a vegetation garden or plant plants, we can make choices because we have options. We can go to the store instead of planting our own garden. We can buy or we can put the work in and God can bless it. Now, here's the switch part. In the spiritual realm, when it comes to receiving a harvest, we can't just buy our harvest. We do have a few choices, like two I know of. Let's look at the first choice. Number one, we can obey God's word and wait for God to bless our harvest. Number two, we can choose not to obey God's word and miss God's blessing for us to have a harvest. And as we will also later learn, others cannot benefit from the harvest. Either way, we will reap what we sow. But God's word tells us in the book of Galatians 6:7-9, what will happen if we sow to the spirit, and what will happen if we sow to the flesh. Now, I like Bible examples, so this is a scripture that's good to meditate on. Let's look at Matthew chapter 25, 1-13 as an example. You may have heard this is another lesson. You may have heard this from another lesson that I've had the opportunity to speak on. Let's go to the scripture. There were 10 virgins. 5 chose to sow the spirit. And when the bridegroom came, they were able to receive their harvest. The other 5 chose to sow to the flesh. And what the 5 others chose to sow to the flesh by doing what they wanted to do and they thought was right in their own eyes. But Proverbs 14:12 tells us that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are ways of death. Unfortunately, the Lord told the 5 unwise, he did not know them, and to depart from him. It's not about if we know God. It's about if God knows us. Does God know us? Because we are sowing to the Spirit, or will he say he doesn't know us because we are sowing to the flesh. We're giving in to the flesh. Now, let's dig into our text. Then said, this is Matthew, as this is Diane DeGraff had read earlier, Matthew chapter 9, 37-38. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. I have 3 points in the text that I'm going to bring out. Number one, the harvest is truly plenteous. Number two is that but the laborers are few. And number three, the third point that I wanted to bring out, is that we must pray therefore the Lord of the host that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. So now let's deal with our first point. All right. Okay, so it says, the harvest truly is plenteous. Let's first discuss, well, what is the harvest? If we look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. The scripture says, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. So what is the multitude is what I meant to say. The multitude is the harvest. Jesus had compassion on them because he saw their lost and sinful state without a need for a shepherd. We must all have the same mindset as Jesus. All people that are not in Christ are the multitude. We must all have compassion on them because they are in a lost state and no one to guide them. They respond in a way that they think is right in their own eyes. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11 reminds us of what happens to those who are in a lost state and how this was some of us before we came in contact with the blood of Jesus. And it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, or nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkenness, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And as such were some of you, but are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. So, sisters, I didn't get the chance to copy this, so I'm using my phone to read from it. Sometime it acts funny. So, sisters, how can we have compassion? First, we need to keep in mind that we were once in a sinful state. Praise God, keep it in mind, praise. Because it was someone who brought us to Jesus. Someone was patient with us. Someone loved us enough to bring us to Jesus. Someone had compassion on us and looked past our sinful state and brought us to Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. That was a laborer. Praise God for this laborer. Let's thank God because a laborer brought us to Jesus. Praise God once again. Now let's do a switch here. Let's do a reverse about this situation. For a moment, I want you to go back to when someone brought you to Christ. Someone was patient with you. Someone took time with you. And let's look at the fact that what if they did not labor or do the job that they were supposed to do in bringing us to Jesus? Let's take a moment and let's think about the state we were in. And if we were still in that state, where will we be? I know I still be lost. That's the state of the multitude which should draw us to have more compassion. So what can we do to show compassion? Number one, we can remember that we were once in a sinful state, but praise God, we have come into the contact of the blood of Jesus. Because we could very well be on the other side. Number two, we ought to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to think about this, what I'm getting ready to say. Jesus was about his Father's business. Jesus did this knowing that he was going to die a cruel death. He even prayed, saying, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Jesus, even in the midst of knowing that he was going to have to suffer this, was about his Father's business. so shall we. Despite our illnesses, despite our ailments, despite our jobs, despite whatever we are going through in our life, we must still find a way to be about our Father's business because it's harvest time. Next, we must sow some seeds. We must sow some seeds. Let's think about that. We must first make sure, after we have come into contact in the blood of Jesus, by hearing the word, believing the word, repeating of our sins, confessing that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and putting him on in baptism, and remaining faithful, we must equip ourselves. For the scripture tells us in 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17, we must first, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works, that we may be perfect and able to be better prepared to go out there and teach God's word, share the gospel. Now, how are we going to sow seeds if we are not prepared? Once we equip ourselves, we will be prepared to sow some seeds. But if we are not equipped, let us not feel defeated. Let us be encouraged to start building on this so that we can be about our Father's business. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 through 9. It talks about the planting of the seed. It says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose. And they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. We do our job in sowing seeds. When we do our job in sowing seeds, God will get the increase. But we got to do our job. So let us be encouraged to sow some seeds, sisters. Now, let's deal with my second point. But the laborers are few. Well, who are the laborers? Those who are in Christ, working for the Lord. I also looked up the word laborers because I just wanted to share this about a laborer. And it said, one who works at manual or physical labor. Almost everyone in the Bible worked and worked hard. They were relatively few skills, occupations such as potters, metalsmiths, masons, scribers, dryers, weavers, and jewelry makers. For the most part, the life of the average person consisted of long hours of very hard work and small incomes. Psalms 90:10. Some laborers worked in the fields at harvest time, and harvesters, gleaners, and reapers. The point I wanted to bring that a laborer worked hard. They worked and they worked hard, and that's what we must do. Now, I wanted to read that scripture, Psalms 90:10. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off and will fly away. Now, sisters, we must work, and we must work hard. for we are laborers of God. I want to share a few scriptures to help us on this journey called life. Colossians chapter 3, 23 through 24. Once again, that's Colossians, for those who are taking notes, 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. No matter what you do, you are using the gifts that the Lord gave you. If you put your talents to use, you are providing. You are proving to God that you love Him, worship Him. Philippians 2:14-15. Do all things without grumbling and questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blame in the midst of a crooked, twisted generation. Among you shine as lights in the world. Sisters, even in darkness and confusion times, do whatever is needed without a doubt or hesitation. If you choose to work hard and keep your head down, others will follow your lead. Something to think about. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. Although we may not immediately see the reward of our good doings, they will come. Do not give up. Perseverance is the key. Psalms 128:2. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands and shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. God rewards those who work hard that can come in a variety of ways. But if you continue to put in a solid work ethic, you deserve whatever is coming. Psalms 90:17. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of your hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of your hands. Anything we set forth to do without God's initial blessing is meaningless. It is important to make sure whatever we do in the eyes of the Lord. Therefore, we ask for His blessing over our work. Proverbs 21:5, the desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. A lazy, uninspired person will not get anything done and refuse to do work. Aspire to avoid all temptation of doubt and slothfulness, and you'll thrive in life. Proverbs 14:23, in all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. You have to talk the talk and walk the walk if you expect to succeed. Put in the hard work and long hours, and you will, and you will see wealth come your way. If you simply dream of it and don't make action, you won't see it. See a dime. 2 Timothy 2:6. It is hard working farmer who ought to have the first share of his crops. The good news, those who work hard and put in the effort to be rewarded, it is as simple as that. 2 Thessalonians 3:10-12. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that same among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. Not such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and earn their own living. And lastly, the last scripture I want to share, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Now, moving to my last point. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that He will send forth laborers in the harvest. This last point speaks for itself. We must pray that God will send forth laborers, while in the meantime, we continue to work. One thing I want to encourage us not to do is to complain because there are only few laborers. We must, in all things, give thanks for what we have and pray for more laborers. I want to share an example in the Old Testament of what happened to the children of Israel when they complained and was not content. God became angry. Numbers 11, 1 through 3. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched, and he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. Now, sisters, God knows all and sees all. There's nothing that goes to him that he don't know. He sees who's working and he sees who's not. Let us be encouraged. Let God deal with that. We don't have to deal with that stress. Let us be encouraged to continue to work for the Lord and pray for more laborers and pray for those who are not working. Maybe they don't know what they're supposed to do. But let's pray for them that they become stronger. In conclusion, let us remember the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. Let us be a part of the few. And don't complain about those who are members of the church but are not working. Let us be encouraged to pray for more laborers because it is harvest time. Thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Sister LaDonna, for a beautiful lesson. We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Mitzi Wise.
Good evening, sisters. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now thanking you for this beautiful time we have had on this prayer call, on this Bible study. And let us all take what LaDonna has taught us and use the things that she brought to us to help us to be better workers in God's kingdom. Lord, please forgive me of all my sins so this prayer will not be hindered in any way. Lord, thank you for all the sisters on this call, and I pray that all is well with them and that you will be by their side each and every day, helping them as they go through the day. And Lord, just be with us all as we go tonight to our homes and we go to rest, that all will be well till in the morning. Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died on that old rugged cross for our sins so that we might have a home in heaven with you in the end. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
This one.